thinking we miss all the other things, never mind. It's something that the CD is going to give you all the instructions. And in the CD, you have the opportunity to lie down mm-hmm. somewhere. So now we're actually doing as you sit it down, mm-hmm. which is not a bad thing, especially if you later on want to see how to use this practice in other settings. It's very difficult to find a place where actually a mm-hmm. lot of people mm-hmm. can lie down. But so we're going to actually do it sitting down. So the first instruction is actually to make a significant change to your posture. And usually the best is actually to have your back straight, a little bit removed from the back of the chair.
Not to lean back.
Yeah. To have your back straight, your shoulders relaxed, you know, the head actually balancing, you know, comfortably balancing on your neck. And you have a choice. You can either close your eyes, or you can open your eyes, but just find a place in front of you, kind of just to gaze. But, you know, you can actually experiment with one thing or the other. So first, you know, closing your eyes, if that's comfortable for you, we are going to draw our attention to our breath. Not trying to change the breath, but just following the breath on its path. Noticing the air coming into the body, and out again. In this practice, we are not trying to relax, we are not trying to feel better, we are just trying to experience the body in a different way, trying to see how paying attention can change the experience. So let's try to see if we can actually let go of the tendency we all have of wanting things to be different. Something like, you know, you would like to be somewhere else, or you would like these things to go quicker. Just trying to follow the instructions as they come. And relax into your posture and just noticing the whole, your job on this, the whole idea is just to notice. So first, actually following the breath, if we notice this air coming into the body, and see if we can actually follow in on its trip. If we notice this cold air as it enters our nostrils, and see if we can see the difference in the tip of the nose, and then following this cold air coming in, going through the back of the throat, and traveling all the way down to the belly. And again, coming in, all the way down to the back of the throat and to the belly. Just bringing the focus attention to the sensation of breathing. Not thinking about the breath, but allowing the attention to explore all the sensations. Sensations on the nose, on the throat, on the belly. I'm not trying to control it, just getting close to the breath, just experiencing the breath. And now if we move our attention to focus on the air in the region of the abdomen, and see if we can imagine as if the breath could travel all the way from the belly, all the way down the left leg, and going out through the toes of the left leg. Almost as if we could actually breathe all the way through the nose, and that air travel all the way down the left leg, and came out to the toes of the left leg. So allowing the attention to follow all this trial from the nose, back of the throat to the abdomen, and following the air to the down the leg. And then narrowing our attention again to focus on the toes of our left foot. Not trying to change anything, just trying to notice what is already there. What is there in your big toe, the small toe, the toes in between? Not trying to change anything, just noticing what is there, and if it's nothing, just registering a blank. Breathing to the toes of the left leg. And then see if we can dissolve the toes of the left leg and the back of our mind, and then expanding the attention to focus on the foot. And if we start with the bottom of the foot, the sole of the foot, the instep, and exploring what is already there. See if we can actually feel this air entering the foot. And notice actually how it feels on the sole. Maybe noticing how the left foot actually feels the contact with the floor. What sensations are there in the skin already? Are the skin touching the shoe, touching the floor? And then shifting our attention again from the bottom of the foot to the top of the foot. Focusing on the skin, this big bone that is already there. This part of the body where we don't often pay attention to. And then moving the attention again from the top of the foot to the ankle. And an in-breath, traveling with the breath all the way down, and see if we can breathe into the whole foot, as we can actually experience the whole foot full of air. This air that just flows in and goes out to the toes of the left foot. And now taking a deep breath, allowing the foot to dissolve in the back of our mind and focusing our attention in this area between the ankle and the knee. The shift bone in front of the leg and the calf muscle is behind. Exploring with our attention what is already there. Allowing the breath to help explore all the sensations that are already here. Sensations from the surface of the skin, right down to the muscle and the bone. Just breathing. And now taking a deeper breath, breathing down into this part of the leg and shifting the attention to the knee of the left leg. Exploring with attention the kneecap, the front of the knee, the back of the knee, and the sides. What sensations are there right now? And as we travel through the leg in a deep breath, and again allowing the knee to go to the back of our mind and focus on our attention on the thigh of the left leg. The large muscle and the bone, the heavy bone that is there. What sensations are already there? Maybe some pulsing, some throbbing. Whatever is already there is fine. Taking now a deeper breath, and as you breathe out, letting it go, and shifting the attention now all the way to the right leg, as if we could travel again with our breath, and go all the way down through the right leg to the toes, and breathing from the toes, as if we could experience the air coming into the toes and out to the toes of the right leg. And exploring the sensations that are already there. The big toe, the small toe, the toes in between. Trying to see if we can really tune into this part of the body that we don't often think about. But if you don't notice anything, just registering a blank, just noticing. And now expanding our focus of awareness to the sole of the foot, the instep and the heel. Traveling with the attention to the bottom part of the right foot. And then expanding the attention again to the top part of the foot and the ankle. Zooming in to capture the whole right foot. Breathing into the foot. And then out from the foot. And in a deeper breath, shifting the attention again to this area of the body between the ankle and the knee of the right leg. This part of the body that we often take for granted. The shin bone, the calf muscle. Getting in touch with this region of the body. A sense of honoring this part of the body, giving it time, giving it attention, and allowing it to be just as it is. And now taking a deeper breath and letting go of this part of the body, and focusing on the knee of the right leg, the kneecap, the surface of the knee, the back, the side, the front. Breathing down into it and letting the breath help you to explore any of all the sensations you encounter in the knee of the right leg. Now again, in a deeper breath, letting the knee go from your focus of attention and shifting the focus of your awareness into the thigh of the right leg. Breathing down into the thigh. Maybe trying to breathe in and actually letting go of any tension that you may find. Just breathing into it, and if the tension wants to go away, it will go away, or if not, just leave it as you found it. And now breathing again into the thigh, and in an out breath, shifting our attention to the area of the pelvis, the hips, the buttocks, the genital area, the pelvic girdle. Breathing down into this area. Just imagine again that the breath could travel to this area, just float it with air, breathing in and out of your pelvis. And then when you're ready, taking a deeper breath and shifting the focus of your awareness to the lower back, this part of the body where the spine comes out of the pelvic girdle and the part of the body where we often find discomfort and tension. It's usually part of the body where we tend to find quite a lot of tension and we tend to carry the stress of every day. And if we find tension, maybe trying to breathe into it and see if we can soften this area. if it will. And then again, as we travel with our attention, letting the back to dissolve in the eye of our mind, and shifting our attention to the front, to the abdomen. This part where we can actually feel the breath as it moves into the body, the belly, and out of the belly. Tune into the sensation with each breath, and moment by moment. In an out breath, moving again our attention to the rib cage. On this area between the abdomen and the rib cage. Breathing, opening and softening. Letting the awareness now to expand to the whole of the rib cage and the chest. Maybe being aware of the slight movement as the breath comes into the body and the rib cage expands and contracts again in the out breath. Perhaps trying to be aware of the lungs and the beating of the heart. This part of the body we tend to tighten when we experience emotional discomfort, and just allowing now the breath to breathe in and soften, opening and soften, if it will. And when you're ready and it's good for you, shifting again the focus of the attention and moving the focus of the awareness to the back, to the upper part of the spine. As if we follow the rib cage comes around the spine, at the back and up to the shoulders. So breathing in to the upper part of the back and to the shoulders and the shoulder blades. What sensations are there right now? And now we are going to move our focus of attention to our arms. So we are going to explore both arms at the same time. See if we can travel with the air to the fingers. Experience the fingers, the palms, the hands. Expand to the wrists and then to the forearms and the elbows. And traveling with the breath, from the fingers to the hands, to the forearms, to the elbow, to the upper arms and now to the shoulders. And continue our travelling through the body and leaving the arms in the back of our attention and moving to the neck. Breathing into the neck, to the front, to the sides and to the back. Then moving our attention again to focus on the face and the head, the lower jaw, the hinges of the jaw, underneath the ears, all the way around to the front, below the mouth. See if we can actually capture the whole face from the inside. Exploring the mouth, the teeth, the gums. I imagine that the whole breath could fill the whole space of the face. You could feel the whole face from the inside, the face and the back of the head. You could actually be in the whole cranium. And then see, as you breathe in, if you could reach a point at the top of the head, if you could imagine that you have like a small spot, perhaps the size of a small coin, right at the crown of the head. Almost imagine that you were like a whale or a dolphin, and imagine that you could actually breathe from this point, if the air could actually float in from this point and travel all the way down your body and out to the toes. This air flashing in from the crown of your head and traveling all the way down your head, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, the torso, the pelvis, the legs, and go all the way down and out to the toes. And for a few moments, experience this wave of air coming in and out. The whole body sitting here and breathing. Just aware of simply being here now, not trying to get anywhere, not trying to feel anything special, but just allowing yourself to be exactly as you are. Allowing your body to be exactly as you find it. Coming home to your body, right here and right now. A sense of wholeness, a sense of peace. Move your fingers and your toes and stretch a bit if you need to take the room around you. How's that for you?
Very relaxing.
Yeah.
Very relaxing. And yes, I could have easily drifted off if I'd let myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I was able to actually get the sort of breathing out mm-hmm. all the way through. Mm-hmm. But
I struggled with that one because you can feel yourself expiring that way
through
your mouth and your nose,
yeah.
and trying to change your way of thought that it's. Imagining it going that
way, yeah.
It took a bit of doing mm. and had to make myself try and visualise it.
Uh-huh.
And I started up sitting more quite upright with my back off, and I could feel myself gradually going more conscious when you've got your neck and your shoulders actually. You think they're all tense because they're all sort of scrunched up, and then I sort of straightened up
uh-huh.
and then relaxed my shoulders again.
Yeah, I think I was stupid.
My arms, they were just so heavy
mm-hmm.
and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I was interested when you did that first breath in down the left leg, that left leg went cool.
Mm. Uh huh.
That cool breath,
mm-hmm.
then the leg went cool
mm-hmm.
with it all the way down the toes.
Yeah, it's a different concept, so it's actually very different for different people. So
yeah.
I don't know how you experienced that.
Mm. Yeah, I was aware of the coldness at the end of my nose and
mm-hmm.
the cold air going in
mm-hmm.
here, which again, we don't pay attention
mm-hmm.
to. So yeah, I just felt my toes being a bit cooler, but then I've got open-toed sandals anyway,
uh-huh.
so.
So you started tuning
all the way
through,
the... just at the toes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you notice when we were actually exploring the toes? Because it's definitely not a part of the body that we tend to think about often, isn't it? So what did you find when we were exploring that?
I was sitting with my feet behind me, so my toes were bent, so I could feel the tops of my shoes digging in,
uh-huh.
and the stretch in my instep, in the sort of arch of your foot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got from that. Sort of a bit of tingling because the way they've sort of gotten quite perhaps
uh-huh.
too bent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More or less the position and the pressure.
Mm. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just was aware of the sort of roundness of the big toe.
Okay.
And the more the shape rather than the sensations around it.
Mm-hmm. But in this thing you could tune into that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
And then what did you do as we were actually travelling from the different parts of the leg? Is there anything that you noticed?
Just that deep relaxation, really, I think.
Did you manage actually to shift from part to part as I was guiding you?
And yes, I was ready to shift, as you were saying, and you take a deep breath. I was already starting to move over to the next one.
Okay.
In a way, sort of preempting what you're going to do next. Mm-hmm.
And I was aware of some tension around my knees, actually. I felt more tension around my knees for some reason. But yeah, I found it hard to focus anything on my thighs. But then the rest, again, it felt like it sped up. It felt like the process sped up more. We spent more time focusing on our feet and lower legs, and then the process sped up.
Where was your mind in this process? So, was it attentive? Was it actually following it? Did it drift?
Most of the time it was often drift and I had to bring it back. And I think a couple of times I was really starting to get relaxed and suddenly sort of came to sort of thing. I think my arms had just gone so heavy that I suddenly started to feel almost a bit panicky that, hang on, I'm drifting off here. I'm bringing myself back again. But most of the time,
but you noticed the drifting?
Yeah.
And then actually you managed to bring yourself back.
But most of the time, I'd say probably about 75% of the time, I was with it sort of visualising that air going up and down. And then other times, I was sort of drifting and every so often my thoughts would disappear off and then come back again.
Did your mind take you any places? Did you at any point, I don't know, got bored and you were thinking what you were doing before, had to do it later, or brought any kind of thoughts or find anything in your body that give you a little bit of a dialogue about?
I know. There was one image came up, and I don't remember what it was now. I think it was like lots of different people, like a crowd scene almost. And that image came. It was quite colourful, and it was gone again. But I actually found, you said 75%. I found I was focused on the whole process the whole time, apart from that. But I was aware of beginning to feel heavier, feeling relaxed, that I could easily nod off. Feeling sort of tired and
warm.
I could have allowed myself to fall asleep, which I wouldn't normally be able to do sitting up in a room with loads of people without a duvet on me. You know.
That's the interesting thing. When we do the practices in groups, as you take a to lie down, you always have someone snoring.
This
is something that you're doing in the chair, at least as you keep you more attentive. Yes. And part of the instruction is if you find when you do your practice, you fall asleep. So basically, one of the options is just to do it, sitting down.
Right.
And it's also actually very interesting that it's something that if you want to do it to fall asleep, you can't sleep. It's something about...
But I mean, then you wouldn't necessarily... I mean, you're saying this tape is 40 minutes, is it? So if we did fall asleep, would that matter?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Because that's highly likely.
Yeah, and it happens to all of us. The whole idea of this practice is actually is the beginning of the foundation of mindfulness, which is actually is about the paying attention. And actually helping your mind to really focus on something and then shifting the attention from thing to thing. So having that control of to really be where you want to be and then actually moving to wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
So it is actually being and allowing and let it be. Because there is actually the instruction of focusing on what already is there. And you can try to breathe into it or change and see what's happened. But just allowing it to be. And then it's the sense of, again, shifting and shifting. Part of the homework that you're going to have is actually doing this this practice. Again, it's different for different people. When I did my first course, I saw that it was going to be like going to a spa because I found it so relaxing. It's going to be lovely to do this and going to be fantastic. I hated it every day. I just found it so uncomfortable, that itchy, so I was not doing it right. My mind was actually very, very chatty. Again, it's different for different people. My experience actually was that. But that's exactly that, it's in a sense, easy to focus your mind when it's new, when it's guided, when it's in this environment. But we have to be able to bring these skills when the mind is busy, when the mind is stressed, when life is difficult.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. And that's, I think, certainly one of the things I would like to gain from this, is it is easy. I go to a spa once a year with my sister for 3 days, and I walk into that place and I can completely relax, leave everything behind. I don't phone my children. I have to consciously phone my children the first evening and say, are you all right?
I'm all right.
Because I
completely
leave everything behind. But I can't do that on a normal school day because I have so much to do.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that that it's, I mean, that would be an achievement, I think, to be able for us to say, actually, I'm going to do something for me and something that makes me focus on what's important.
So then actually from here we go into the homework. Mm-hmm. So you have in your packs, in the last part, you have here actually the summary of the things that we've done before, things, and then the home practice.
Okay.
So expected of you, you have a CD with someone, I really love his voice, that's Mark Williams, that's actually guiding this practice.
Okay.
It's the same that we've done today, but a little bit longer, with the same type of steps.
Okay.
So your task is trying to do it 6 out of 7 days. Mm. And the challenge is actually how to find time for that. So maybe if we can actually think for a few minutes of where do you think actually will be a good time for you to do it. And it's again, we all have lives. As you said, sometimes we don't even have time to eat. But it's something actually to have the intention of opening that time. And it's actually, you know, this is actually the space to look after yourself. And you know, will be very important for us to take this actually 40 minutes for ourselves. So have you got any ideas of which time of the day that will be more convenient for you?
When they're at school, it's easier. It's when it's week. It's certainly when they come home from school, weekends.
Yeah.
You can't even get 5 minutes.
No.
Mommy, I can't find this. Mommy, where's this?
Mm. How old are they?
You're 12 and 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they could take the instruction as mummy's doing this thing and they can wait.
But there'll always be something and they do so many sports that we're never in for very long. Probably got to be out for the next football match or rugby match or tennis match. And then, you know, certainly when you're doing 12-hour shifts, it's very difficult to, you know, use a 14-hour day. Come home, ask me to eat, go to bed.
The idea of this thing is actually trying to break in this automatic pilot and find those gaps and find that time. Mm. And it's very important actually to allow ourselves to have that time for ourselves, basically it's a time for yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I think on the 12-hour days, I think certainly for me, it would have to be a Walkman by the bed and when I get into bed at night.
That's the only time to do it.
I'm never going to do it. I kind of wake up early to do it. And there's no other time, is there? I certainly can't do anything like that at work.
No.
I think once actually I was working between GP practices and ended actually doing it in a lay-by, but I was going from one to the other, actually find I have about an hour, so have quick something to eat and actually doing it there.
Yeah, it's completely impossible in our place. I mean, even, we only get half an hour for lunch, if you get that. And there's loads of people. There's no way.
For a week, aren't you?
There's not even an office. Exactly. There's not even an office. There's no way.
So the option is you can try at night. Sometimes, actually, for people at night, you fall asleep, and then they're trying to be awake. So this actually experience. So you can actually experiment maybe a couple of days, try to do it in the morning. See if actually that fits with you and works. Just experiment with things, see actually what comes up.
Weekdays when the kids have gone to school,
you
can make that bit of time before you start chores and everything else and coming into work.
Yeah, I agree.
And then weekends, as you say, it might just be easier to do it at night time.
And then you have, when you do your practice, and you have a homework form in here, which looks kind of very long and complicated, but basically is you have the date, whether you practice yes, no,
to
see how many practices, any comments that may come from that practice, and then there's actually a list of emotions here, and it's just kind of, again, we are trying to help you to notice things, so it's just about actually ticking of what type of main emotion that you experienced during that practice, and then you can actually cross any others that you also might have noticed. So the instruction is the same for all of them. Emotions and feelings experienced during the practice, tick for the main emotion and cross for any secondary one. And then I ask you, over the last 24 hours, does it feel like you are experiencing any particular changes in relation to your levels of being non-judgmental, accepting, open, curious, and being in the now?
Now, when you say this, do you mean towards ourselves or towards others, or both?
Your experience in general, the broad experience.
Okay. So it's both, really. Okay.
And again, if you notice something different, maybe you can add in comments. But that will be from not at all to extremely.
Okay.
And then whether these changes were actually good, so positive, neutral, or negative.
Okay.
So and that's actually exactly the same for each practice. So that's actually something yes, you have to have with you, but will be kind of a tick box. We are going to actually to keep an eye on these things because we want actually to monitor your if there is any change, what changes are there. And you have a space at the end to write any comments. We are going to start every day with a practice, touching on these things. You know, the same actually is something we call the inquiry of after we do a practice, trying to emphasize the teaching points, you know, what type of things you notice. That's where the question actually comes from. So in a week, you know, we know we're all humans. We learn more from the things that we can't do than from the things that we can do. So we'll be really actually fascinated to see actually what comes up for you. So you can actually take note of that and then we'll discuss it. So then your homework is that is to do the practice the body scan, so every day with the exception of today, so 6 out of 7 days by next week. And then you have to choose one routine activity. And it's important for this week to do always the same one.
Okay.
And try to do it, you know, as we did with the raisin, bringing your awareness to that. That can be, you know, from brushing your teeth to showering to doing the dishes. Something actually, especially if you have an activity that is automatic, you do it every day and can be tedious or can be neutral. And just bringing your attention to that. Again, you don't need to do it in half an hour, but it's actually what you do. It's just paying attention of, you know, your senses. What does your body do when you're doing that? But it's kind of paying attention and being aware of that.
Okay.
Are there any questions on that?
So the routine activity we don't need to write down anywhere?
No. That's just we'll be
just being aware of
sensations
and things.
Okay.
And if you have again any comments of that you can bring up, you want to bring up, just make note of that in the last page when we discuss it next week. Yeah. It's always about adding this curiosity to everyday life and just see what comes up for you. And if it comes up that is like today the practice was relaxing, fantastic. It comes up that it's annoying, it's so fantastic because it's so amazing doing the same thing and what the mind does and what the different states actually each time. And that's what you were very curious about.
Good.
And the final thing is just for this time is the questionnaires, the ones you haven't finished, if you can actually have a chance to do them.
Yeah.
If you could do them today, even actually better, so it's actually still like before you start to do it. And then bring them next week.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great. Is it that time already then?
It's actually a quarter past.
Wow.
So we just finished up. So that, I'll leave them with you, so you can actually do it later rather than doing it now.
That's
so
fine.
If we can just then finish the practice, so we can just do a short breathing space, and then I let you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Jill, if you want, if you can actually leave that one for later.
That's fine. Don't start till half one. So
yeah.
Give me time. Okay. So get my lunch and start.
Okay. So then, if we do the last practice, just a few minutes. It's just a short focus on the breath. So again, always the idea is actually change your posture. The change of posture actually makes a difference. Making this significant change. Again, back straight, the foot firm on the floor, back relaxed, your arms on your legs, if that's comfortable for you. And for a few minutes, drawing your attention to your breath. Following the air coming in and the air coming out. And perhaps choosing a point, whether if it's the nostrils, or again the back of the throat, or the belly, and just see if you can actually tune into this movement of the air coming in and the air coming out. Perhaps again the cold breath, the cold air coming into the nostrils, and this warm and moist air coming out. Expanding the attention from the breath to tune into the whole body breathing. Noticing the point of contact of the foot on the floor, the buttocks on the chair, the hands on your legs, your knees, Perhaps noticing the air as it touches your skin and your face. On your hands. The whole body sitting here and breathing. And carrying this awareness with you to every moment of your day, knowing that you can always come back to the breath. So when you're ready, opening your eyes, moving your fingers and toes and taking the room around you. That something is called the breathing space, and then later on we're going to do it more formally. But it's actually that the tool that you always have when you are stressed, so when you just want to notice, just stop for a minute, change your posture, focus on a few breaths. And that actually helps you to get anchored, to get actually focused. Okay, then, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we leave it here and we meet again next week.
Okay.
At 11, maybe 5
will
minutes.
Will it always
before.
Be in this building?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We have actually a problem for in 2 weeks' time that this room is not big enough to do, we have to do a bit more movement. So we're actually trying to look at an alternative bit of a bigger room. Mm. So if any of you know, although I think we explore the ICU option, but if any of you know for that day, a bigger room will be...
Well, anyone's the seminar room, but it's... The only problem is there's people who come in and out the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's, if you... It's not
a place you could lock the door, is it? This is the thing.
No.
You literally need to lock
put
the door.
A note on it, I suppose.
Yeah, but
it's...
people won't pay attention.
Okay, I will have to leave you here because we have to prepare the room for the next group.
All right, so we'll, yeah.